Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Gary R. Mott, a local author. And we're going to be talking about something pretty important here in the Castle Country, as well as his latest book, The Little Red Fergie, as we'll also be hitting on Heart Health Awareness Month. It's a pleasure to be talking to you today, Gary. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. So we're here to talk about your book, The Little Red Fergie. Now, being able to talk to authors is always such a fun time. So for people who aren't familiar, what is your book, The Little Red Fergie, all about?
Well, it's about a little Ferguson tractor that was bought by a young couple. And it goes through the lifetime of the tractor. And it ended up in a scrapyard, and a little boy thought he heard it crying. You know, it's just his imagination. And so he was sitting on a tractor when his mom and dad found him, and he talked him into taking it home. Well, after the next several years, he restored it. Well, he had to go off to college, but by this time he was had graduated high school, and he put it in a shed. Well, while he was gone, a tornado come through and wiped out the shed right on top of the tractor. And so his mom and dad decided to restore it again before he got home. Well, when he went to the parts store and started going through part numbers and model numbers and serial numbers, they found out that it was his great-great-grandfather that bought the tractor brand new. And so now it, the only time it comes out of his garage is to go to tractor shows or parades.
Now, this is something that I know you grew up with, a love of farming equipment growing up here in the area. And I know a lot of people will resonate with that because, you know, being from a very rural part of the state, farming really runs in our blood. So this is a story that I know a lot of people, both old and younger generations, are going to be able to connect to.
Yeah. Well, and the original, it started out with my dad sat down and wrote all of his memories as a childhood. And so I started doing the same thing. Well, then one night I decided to write this story. And it's actually his last tractor that I wrote about. And the pictures is in the book with me and my mom and dad standing in front of the tractor.
So it's a story that is truly going to be a generational tale for kids here, especially those who grow up around that same environment, you know, seeing the ranches, the farms passed down from generation to generation. This is something that's going to connect with a lot of people. Now, it's a very good book. It's a very well-written, very well-illustrated children's book. But the reason we're having you in today is because you guys are doing something pretty special with it. As February is celebrated as Heart Health Awareness Month, you guys are looking to give back to Primary Children's Hospital, and it connects to your story growing up, needing to utilize those services at Primary Children's. So can you explain to the listeners for a second what you're doing to help benefit Primary Children's Hospital, as well as why you're kind of taking this approach?
Well, to start off with, we're going to give them 10 books, and we're going to give them 10% of all sales in February, and that was an idea I had after it was actually published, and our illustrator and publisher thought it was a really, really good idea because she had spent time there herself, and her son had spent time there, so her whole family's, and most people knows a neighbor or a family member that spent time at Primary Children's Hospital.
You know, it's an important resource here, and being able to give back like you are through this book is going to benefit so many people, not just through the book donations, but also the 10% of proceeds you'll be giving to the hospital. Now, as a part of this too, you're going to be kind of going on a local book tour, going around to local libraries and signing a few books. Is that correct?
Well, yeah. We got a book signing on the 17th of February at Price City Library. We'll be there from 5 to 6:30. We'll have some books there, and we'll have a way that they can order them at that time if we run out.
Perfect. That was going to be my next question. If people are listening right now, you know, they connect with the story, they think it's something that their kid would really love, what's the best way for them to go about getting a copy of this book?
Well, right now you can go to Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and Walmart.com. So that's three avenues they can go.
You know, it's not just like you're ordering from some sketchy website. These are very trusted retailers, especially when it comes to selling books. So that's going to be a very easy, convenient path for a lot of people. Now, let's talk about your personal connection to Primary Children's for a second. You had to spend some time there as a kid, and thanks to them, you were able to get a second chance at life. So this is a very personal cause to you, being able to donate some of these proceeds back to Primary Children's.
Well, yeah, I was born with an open hole in my heart. And so when I was 6 years old, I went to Primary Children's Hospital, and they did the surgery. And being a 6 year old, I thought I was, you know, could hang the moon at that time. I felt better, and I wanted a chair to get up in the cupboard, and my mom had a bushel basket of peaches, and so I lifted it off the chair. Well, it tore one stitch loose, and they said they didn't want to go in and repair it right then because my heart had been traumatized already. Well, about 25 years ago, I had to go in and have it redone. And all I did is they went in there where the stitch had pulled loose and put another stitch in it. And the day they did that, I was the last one to go into surgery. I was the oldest person that went into surgery that particular day. And I was the first one to get up and walk, and I was the first one out of the hospital.
So this is a very personal cause and a very good cause that you're looking to give back to through the sales of this book through the month of February. Now, Gary, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you want to leave the listeners off with?
Well, just for one thing, Brianna Evans, I want to thank her because she has done a marvelous job with the illustration and promoting it. We actually went up to Park City for a book signing with her. And so she's been really good. I appreciate her to the world.
Yeah, it's a full team effort trying to get a book up and out there, but you guys have succeeded, and now you're giving back in one of the biggest ways imaginable. Gary, it's a pleasure to catch up with you today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Not a problem. Not a problem.
Again, our guest, Gary Mott, author of the children's book, The Little Red Fergie, and to help celebrate February as Heart Health Awareness Month, they're giving 10% of sales over to Primary Children's Hospital. So not only are you going to get a children's book that's going to resonate with you and your family, but you're going to be able to give back to a spectacular cause. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.